talk about getting Steven Jackson back today? I think we had July the 28th was his last practice.
Yeah, it's been good rehab for Steven. You know, we said all along when the injury occurred that he'd be ready to go for the opening game, and we are well on schedule to have that transpire.
I know in times past you kind of held the starters out of the game before. You tried to run him out there a little bit against the Jacksonville to get him a little bit ready for the season.
Again, guys, in terms of what we're going to do with playing time, there'll be some guys that will. There'll be some guys that won't. But, you know, each year it's a little different dynamic and different situation. We've got some guys that we need to get some work. And we've got some guys that we definitely know what they're capable of doing, and the ones that we know that are what they're capable of doing will probably not get a whole lot of work.
Right tackle, one of those spots where the guys will get some extra work, especially the second team guy?
Yes, I think Gabe Karimi is back on the practice field, so we got him some work today. Corey Peters was back on the practice field, so we got some work with him, and we're just going to see how those guys are as we lead up to this game on Thursday night. But, you know, if we could get some of these guys out there on the field and get an evaluation, because there's still a lot of evaluating to do, not only at the right tackle position, but at all the positions.
Is Asamoah okay?
John Asamoah was held out for precautionary reasons for practice today. And we don't anticipate that it'll be any issues at all for him moving forward.
Anything in particular?
We're getting too close to the first game to be talking about injuries. We're out of camp. I hope you guys respect us for that.
How did Eric Weems look to you on film after, you know, just about 48 hours, I guess, from the time he was signed?
Yeah, I thought Eric did a nice job. He had an assist on a coverage play. And he brought a lot of energy. I was really impressed with the way that our special teams bounced back. Again, sometimes it gets overlooked with some of the guys that are playing in those first two preseason games and the positions that they're playing. We get to that third game, especially on special teams, and we put guys in the spots that we think they're going to be playing during the regular season, and they played much better. But for Eric to come and recall the things that we were doing 2 years ago, it says a lot about his football intelligence.
Coach, how did Shimbo look on film after the game with his time with the first unit?
I thought he looked very good out there. I still think that we have you know, our two starters in Paul and Joplo, but we needed to get print some work with Paul, and you know, we also have to get print some work with Joplo, so that's an option that we still have to do. We did it some here in practice. Wouldn't be out of the question that we do that in this fourth game, because those guys potentially could be working together as well.
And Shuler, getting him back to get into the tight end mix there, is that a good thing for you too?
It's a very good thing. You know, Mickey was out and missed the game. He's been cleared. He's on schedule for us to be able to have him participate in the game on Thursday.
And I got mixed reports on the 63-yard touchdown play. How did the review of that shake out?
Again, guys, you know, hey, I tell you this all the time. There's 11 guys out there on the field, and I appreciate guys stepping up and saying what they need, feel like that they need to say. But there's always more than one thing that happens on a play. There's 11 guys out there playing. There's specific things based on the coverage, based on the route, where the help's going to come from. Is it no help? So, you know, obviously the corner was the guy that was closest to it, and we'll just leave it at that. And I know he stood up and said, "Hey, it's on me." That's good. That's being a great teammate. I think it's good for all of us, for guys to step up and say that. But it's a team game. It's not a one. It's not a one person game.
I was just asking because it looked like it could have been a pick or some help was coming, or I didn't want to put it on.
Yeah.
If it wasn't
well, again, guys, I'm not going to talk about what the specific coverage specific coverage was. You know, but it's something we definitely have addressed, and we'll get it fixed. We can't give up explosive plays, especially in two-minute situations. Even though it was outside 2 minutes, I know that Coach Wesenhunt wanted to work and get his first unit some two-minute work. So it was a little bit outside of 2 minutes, but they were in a two-minute mode, and we've got to be much better. If you give points up in a two-minute situation more times than not, you're not going to win the game.